Matthew is
finally
a
made it. It's Friday. Love Fridays, especially this Friday, the Friday before Mother's Day. Special show coming up. We'll talk about that in a second. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I have 6 of my gal friends, not girlfriends, gal friends, that's going to come in here today. We're going to talk sports. One of the six is sitting across from me right now in studio. My beautiful wife, Jennifer. Happy early Mother's Day, just in case I forget on Sunday. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay,
thank
good.
You.
I got that
you're
taken care of.
Covered.
Woo! That's a good one. Let's get some sponsors in here. First one up is Northwest Bank. Northwest Bank has two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. They have a, you know, on their webpage, and it's a really great cause. It's Small Business Week. We really need to try to do that this weekend. Go out, visit these small businesses. It's been a tough, really tough year with COVID. It's over a year now. And let's go in and spend some money in these small businesses to help them out. This is what I know about Northwest Bank. It's a great bank with everything that you need for all your banking needs, and they have great people that work there. That's the two things. That's what you need to know. They have locations all across Iowa, member FDIC. BetMGM is another sponsor. If you want to do sports betting in the state of Iowa, you can download the app, deposit some money, and you can bet on just about anything. I mean, everything's out there. We have some great specials. If you use Steen 100 when you first sign up, there's some specials where if one of the teams that you put a money line wager on hits a home run, you win $100 in free bets. If a team in the NBA hits a three, you win $100 in free bets. I mean, that's really fun, and it's a unique way to get started with a pretty easy bet. They are probably the biggest app out there, I think. And as Jen will say, it's easy. Is it easy?
It is.
It is very easy. So there you go with BetMGM. My last one is Built Bar. And this is kind of a big one for both Jen and I. If you're up for a walk in the morning, yard work in the afternoon, or a quick 9 holes of golf, what do they all have in common? They need for energy and a quick snack. Built Bar does that. I get mine that way. They have 9 amazing flavors covered in chocolate. If you add in the ones that have nuts in it too, that almost adds another, because it does give it a different flavor. It really does. They're filled with 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories, 4 net carbs, and only 4 grams of sugar. That means it's really good for you. Built Bar is for the health conscious while still tasting great. Lowen, go to BuiltBar.com and order. Use CHAMP10. It gets you 10% off your case of Built Bars. Your taste buds will love you for it. And it is, which one am I going to use this? It's a high five for your mouth. That's kind of my favorite one there. So that's the sponsors. I appreciate them all coming in and being sponsors for the program. Okay, so names. You know that Jen's here. Tiff is part of this as well, and we're using Tiff's phone line to get everybody to be able to come into the show. I can't imagine what it would be like to have everybody in here. It'd be a lot of fun, number one. We're getting closer, folks. Every day we inch closer to coming back. We have Beth Walling, teacher at Northview in Ankeny. And has her husband is John, and she has a Rory, who same age as Andrew, who's graduating this week. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a second. And I coached Rory in baseball, him and his dad, and myself. We coached in baseball, so I can't wait to talk to Beth. Gail Kerner next. Gail Kerner has. Her husband is Gary. That's kind of really you had to lip that his name is Gary.
Gary.
How am I going to forget that? She has 2 sons and a daughter. Jack, 2 sons.
2 daughters.
2 daughters. Wow. When did they see? Now, how did they? So a younger than the son, the youngest son, is it the youngest girl or the youngest son? Are they old? Okay.
They're older.
Okay, yes. Man. Gail, yes. You and I are going to have a talk when you come on. I'm not sure that I've never been to your house and sat with you guys. I don't know. She has her son, Jack, is playing football up at the University of Iowa, and we'll talk about that later, too. Mm-hmm. Next up is Sarah Federson. Sarah and Fed. That's okay. I can't even tell you what his name is, but I know
Brent.
It's Brent.
We know it's
but
Brent.
We call him Fed. Really, really, really fun couple, and we enjoy their company. They have a daughter, Alexa, who is a year younger than my oldest, and then Burke.
And Alexa's been on your show.
Alexa has been on my show.
Yep.
Burke is the same age as Nate, and they're kind of our, it's the group that we hang out with and watch sports, and that's why a lot of these people are in this group because that's what they do. They watch sports with us. And if you don't have a spouse, either female, male, whatever, if you don't have a spouse that loves sports and you get to watch them with them, boy, you're missing out. Next up is Bridget Bauer.
Bauer.
I didn't say Bauer. I said Brown. See, this is why I ponder sometimes why I bring you in here. No, she is like my little sister, and husband Scott, son. You wanted
Brandon.
I know who.
BB.
He, yeah, it's BB.
Oh.
I know. I just you look like you wanted to say it.
I don't want to say anything.
Okay,
keep going.
And once again, one of our very best friends that we've played baseball together since they were. I mean, they weren't even up to my waist yet, so probably 8 years, 9 years, 10, right around in there. So she'll be coming on, huge sports fan, too.
And you got Drewby and Cassandra.
And Drewby and Cassandra, because it's an extended family. Got to give a shout-out, too, to my brother, Scooter, listening. I know they're listening. Here's the fun thing about not being in the studio. They're probably listening, having a nice cold beer on a Friday afternoon. So congrats to that. I think I hit everybody. Did I hit everybody?
You did.
Okay. Uncle Aaron said he heard Bauer. It's Brower. I said Brower. I just don't see. I'm a talk show guy that doesn't talk right. Some of the things we want to talk about today. We discussed that. Jen's big thing that she wants to know is what everybody's opinion is on some of the malls in town turning into sporting complexes. Mine is the Dyco space down on ML King Parkway that goes through downtown. They're getting ready to clear that space and building a soccer complex that's more than a soccer complex. I mean, it's going to have restaurants, bars. I mean, it's going to be pretty cool. That's Kyle Krause, come and go. I want to know what their favorite sport is, to go live and watch, what their favorite sport is to watch on TV. A big one for me, and I'm trying to gauge this just from other people that I've talked to, do they like UFC and boxing? I mean, UFC and boxing right now. Well, UFC for sure. I don't know how big boxing is except for heavyweight and special, like this weekend is. It's a big one for BetMGM. It's Canelo versus Saunders. It's a big. I did like three or four different commercials for that one. But UFC's big. I just want to know what their take is on UFC. I want to know what they think about COVID and athletics, and especially the moms that have had kids that have done sports this year during COVID and all the things they had to go through. Favorite player and favorite team. I think that's always fun to get to see who their favorite team is and favorite player. I want to know what they think about sports betting because that is a big part of my show. During the week, we have at least three or four different segments that we do, maybe even more than that, on sports betting. I want to see if they're my market audience. I think that's I'm curious to see if we're missing out on how we're trying to talk through that. Name, image, and likeness. I want to know what their take is on that, especially ones that have kids that are playing athletics. I think it's a big deal. I think it's a game changer, and I can't wait to see what they have to say about that. And we also want to kind of talk about the inequality, unequalness of men's and women's sports, both in the professional level and in college. And I'll even take it a step further and say in high school as well. I think it is different either way. I think it's different. So she's taking a picture. I want to know what they think about that. I was a huge, I'm going to tell you, some of the best, highest rated games in the NCAA tournament, Gonzaga, UCLA, Gonzaga, and Baylor. Third, Iowa, UConn. Huge ratings. Two stars. The two stars of college women's basketball. Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. Here's the other thing, too. In the state of Iowa, we also have the number 7 player in the country in Ashley Jones. I think it's going to get bigger. I think women's, if, and it's a big if the NCAA handles it right, and that's my last one to everybody, are you happy with the way the NCAA is run, or are you ready to throw up your arms and just say we should just go out on our own and try? And don't think that that's a far-fetching thing that SEC, and I've said all along after COVID hit that the Power Five conferences, so ACC, SEC, Pac-10, Big 10, Big 12, they're going to break away. They're going to say, I don't need you. I don't need the NCAA anymore. We're going to break away. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to do our own rules. Here's what I'm hoping, though. I'm hoping while doing that, those five stay together. They can't all break up and all have their own, because then you're not going to be able to play each other, and that's not going to work. You're going to have to keep those five together and see what you can do. I mean, I think that's the turning point with name, image, and likeness and everything else. I think it all falls in line if the Power Five say, listen, we're done. You are not looking out for any of us. You're not looking out. You're looking out for the people that are on the NCAA on the NCAA board. Guess who they are? They're presidents and administrators and people like that from universities. What do they want? Do they want money for their kids that are playing or that, or do they want money for their institutions?
Are you asking me?
I am asking you. I'm looking at you. They want money for their institutions, right?
Well, sure.
They're not looking out for these athletes. They didn't, you know, really, did they? They could have, all the things that these sports athletes had to do this year, and high school kids everywhere. It's the fact that I don't think we've given them enough credit on what they've gone through and what they've done. These are remarkable kids. And, you know, I just don't think that we have anybody that's looking out for them. And I think that's a huge issue. And I don't know how it's hard to fire people when the only people that can fire them are the people that sit in the room with him. And they all just unanimously brought him back. Mark Emmert, my goodness. And so you can see where they're at. They think he's doing fine. They're making them money hands over fist. But it's not going anywhere. So I can't see, that's easy for me. I mean, this is, she said, there you go. Tiff's home. So she's going to be ready to go. Awesome. This is the difference. That's my opinion, right? I have no idea. I love when I actually have people on that I don't know what their opinion is, because then I can't frame it trying to get them to be my opinion. So, I mean, I think that's one of the fun things. And we got about a minute left in this segment. I want to make sure the number one reason I'm having these guys on, I just want to recognize some moms. It's Mother's Day. It's been tough. It's been tough to be a mother. I'm telling you, it's been tough to be a father. Trying to look after your kids, make sure we stay healthy. Make sure, I mean, everything, your pets, you know, your parents, your in-laws. I mean, you guys are doing double time, and I don't think you get enough recognition. So I want all the moms out there to know that I love all of you, but this specific group that I have coming in here today, I love them a lot. I love them enough to bring them into this program. And I love them even more that I'm willing to bring them on this program whenever they want to come in. Everybody, I don't know if everybody knows my relationship with Tiff, but Tiff and I are really close. We went through tragedy together, more her than me, but I try to be there for her, and she's always there for me, and so are these other gals. And that's pretty special to me, and that's why today's happening. So you've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I'm going to bring it a different way coming up right after this break. I got the moms and Steen next, right after this break.
Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. We are almost to the weekend. A lot of people are already there. I don't want to be there because I want to be here. Oh, man, what a day we got going. I am going to introduce our group here in just a second. This segment is being sponsored by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's Small Business Week. Please go out this weekend. If you can do some shopping in a small business, please do. And let's try to help them out. That's what Northwest Bank's trying to do. I know two things about Northwest Bank. I know what kind of bank it is. It's a great bank. They'll meet all your banking needs. But what I know better than that is that they have great employees that will take care of you. Member FDIC. All right. So, Tiff, you've corralled everybody. Happy Friday to you.
Hip, 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 hip. Yep, we're ready.
Awesome.
We're ready.
So I'm just going to go down, and I'll have the person introduce and give us a quick, maybe a rundown of family, and then I'll just keep going down the list, and then we'll hop right into topic. Is that okay?
Perfection. All right. There. Everybody's on cue. They're ready to go.
All right. So I'm going to start with Beth Walling first. Beth, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Very good. So John is your husband. Take it from there.
Okay, so John Walling is my husband, recently retired from Des Moines Public Schools.
Love
coach, retired as well. Oldest daughter, Hannah, teaches in Colorado, went to South Dakota State, was a swimmer and softball player at East High School. Let's see, Rory Walling is my son, and he just graduated in November to Iowa State and is working on his master's. And he is a football player at Iowa State. And Mary Kate is our youngest, and she just finished her sophomore year at Iowa State. Woo-hoo! And it was a swimmer at East High School and at CIA, Central Iowa Aquatics.
Awesome. And the Wallings also happen to be our kitty corner neighbors and backyard neighbors. So
we do. We are backyard neighbors, and we love that.
And we go way back, to our Simpson years.
Yes.
Your years at Simpson.
And Winifred Law. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Winifred Law Opportunity Center Corporation.
We did. That was a long time ago. All right, next up, Gail Kerner. Gail, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on, Gary and Tiff. This is a lot of fun. I'm married to Gary. We've been married 25 years in a couple of weeks. So, woohoo us.
Don't date yourself like that, Gail.
No doubt.
Don't date you.
Oh, right. I was a child bride.
I thought you were 37, so wow.
Yeah, I got married young. That's a talk for another day. But we have four kids. Jack is our oldest. He plays football at University of Iowa, the Hawks. He's a free safety. I have Caroline, who also goes to Iowa. She's a sophomore. And then we have our youngest two at Dowling, junior, Jane, and Matthew is a freshman.
Nice. Thank you very much. All right, Sarah Fed, how are you?
I am great, Gary. I'm enjoying this Friday. I booked a last-minute flight, so I'm actually sitting on a beach in Florida, but happy to join all of you back in Iowa.
We did not get that memo.
We didn't
did
get
not
that memo.
Get that memo.
yeah, it's a rough life. But yeah, thanks for having us. I am married to my husband, whose, I guess, actual name is Brent, but everyone who knows him calls him Fed, and we all love him. We have two kids. We have Alexa, who is 24, and she was a four-sport athlete at Roosevelt. At the time she was at Roosevelt, I know she was the only female four-sport athlete there. I don't know if that is held up, but she was.
That a girl.
And then Burke is 20, and Burke goes to Purdue Fort Wayne, and he is on the golf team there. He was he played basketball, baseball, and golf while at Roosevelt, but now doing the collegiate golf thing.
Well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Last but not least, it was just the last one I put on there. Maybe it's because she's my little sis, is Bridget Brower. How are you, Bridge?
Hey, I'm good.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us on.
What's that? Thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so obviously, you've everybody heard, I am married to wonderful Scott, my best friend. And we have three amazing children. We have Cassandra, who is finishing up her master's at Iowa State. And then we have Drew, who is currently working with his dad. And then we have Brandon, who is staying at the Mount Mercy up in Cedar Rapids. And he actually just finished his freshman year and had a great time on the baseball team.
Awesome. And once again, thank you. And last but not least, I don't have to do you, right? I don't have to, Jen. But I Tiff, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody so everybody knows, please?
Well, everybody knows who I am, Steen, already by now.
Well, no, I know the audience knows, but not everybody that we have on here does.
I'm Tiff. I am representing the single moms of the world. I am not married to any wonderful man. I'm just me. I have three kids. My daughter, Ellie, that's where I know the Wallings. They were swimmers at Johnston under the Blaze, and then we went to CIA. I have two kids that swam. Ellie is now graduated from the University of Oklahoma, lives in Fort Worth. My son, Sam, is just graduating next week from the University of Oklahoma, getting ready to start grad school. He's a baseball player. And my youngest, Will, is 19, and he is graduated from high school and living his best life out in Waukee at the particular moment. I do the radio. I do radio with Steen. We were brought together by my favorite human, and he's not here, but we continue and having a blast, aren't we, Steen?
We are, and you know, we miss Wolfgang every day, and I think about him every day. But the fact that I get to do radio with you makes a little bit of that pain go away, and I hope it's the same for you, that it makes a little bit of it go away. It's never going to go away, but it's great to be able to do that. So I can't do this without having Jennifer, please. You can, I don't even think I've told people everything. So go ahead. You get to talk too.
I get to talk. You want me to introduce myself?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Jen.
There you go.
Jen Bear, also known as Jen Bear. So
boss lady.
Right. I am Steen's better half.
True.
And we've been married. It's the.
Don't even look
tick,
at me.
Tick, tick, tick. Yeah. We've been married for 31 years. But we should get credit for
seven more.
Mm-hmm. We got married on the 7-year anniversary of our first date.
We did start young, by the way, Gail, yes. Just not having children.
Yeah. So with our three boys, all played sports through high school. I guess I was known as a football mom for the longest time. Football mom. Zach, 25, is on the show. He's a regular on your show. Andrew, he is graduating tomorrow from Iowa State University. Whoop, whoop. And then we have
also on the
also
show.
Also a show regular. He likes the NBA. He's your NBA.
Because nobody else likes the NBA.
And then we have Nathan, who just completed his sophomore year at Iowa State and did spend a year playing baseball at South Dakota State until he decided that
cold.
He was ready. Way too cold there. And so we're glad to have him close by and got all three boys as my Cyclones.
All right, so we're gonna kick this off. I'm gonna kick it off to Gail first. And Gail, here's my question. As a parent and as involved in this as you were for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes about getting the Big Ten to play football, how big a concern or what is your take on COVID and athletics, and how did the Big Ten and the University of Iowa, in your thoughts, how did they handle everything?
Okay, so I've got till 6 o'clock, right, for that answer. I was very involved, and it was interesting kind of how that came about. When we found out that the Big Ten was going to be canceling the season, I got a text from a friend of mine who also has a player on the team. And she said, "Oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do about this? What can we do?" You know, and it really was just a grassroots effort among parents. And we got together on a Zoom and we kind of brainstormed and started pulling together our thoughts and wrote some letters and organized. And so, we feel like we had an influence on it, whether we did or not. But I will say I never, you know, you talk about concerns with COVID and athletes. We had several calls with physicians who work with the team. They had Zoom calls with us parents explaining all of the protocols. And I always felt that the boys were in great hands, that they were being well taken care of, that all of the precautions were being taken. They were being tested regularly. And so I knew for my own kid and a lot of other kids, their mental health and their need to play trumped the small risk of, you know, long-term complications from getting COVID. So, and I know I don't want to downplay that because I know there are athletes who have contracted COVID and not in myocarditis and all that, not at Iowa, but other places. So it is serious, but the benefits really outweighed kind of the risk that was there.
I love that, and I'm gonna ask Beth here in just a second too, because she had to deal with that too. Here's the one issue that I see with this is that you had to deal with the Big Ten. Beth, if she wanted to deal with, had to deal with the Big 12. All of these conferences are underneath the NCAA, and I think all of you, if you've ever listened to this show, know that I do not like the NCAA and how they run that. It shouldn't be ran in from each conference gets to decide what they do, because that's not fair. You're a student athlete for the NCAA, and then you just happen to play in a conference somewhere else. They also take care of Division II athletes and Division III athletes. It shouldn't have been up to each individual conference. It should have been everybody, so everybody was on an even playing field, and that didn't happen. Beth, with Rory being up at Iowa State, was his situation did he ever have any concerns when he was up there going through the football season?
So first thing I want to say, Gail, I applaud everything that you do. We followed Iowa's journey, and although they're, you know, rivals on paper, we have great friends that go to Iowa and that play football at Iowa State and other sports. They're swimmers, of course. And, well, maybe not, of course, but that's our second sport. And I just have to say that I applaud what you and the other groups of parents did to advocate for your sons. Because it was great work, and to watch it all unfold and to see the end result, I honestly applaud you. I think it was remarkable. Very different story in the Big 12 with my experience with Rory being at Iowa State. So they were tested from the get-go multiple times a week, like multiple times a week. I want to say maybe three or four times.
it was always kind of in limbo of whether or not they were going to play, but they prepared to play. They had their spring practices. They were in the weight rooms with amazing protocols of hygiene protocols and health protocols. Mark Coberly did a fantastic job of instituting that from day one. I think the other thing that helped with us from a parent side is Matt Campbell, Coach Campbell, was very transparent. He held multiple Zoom meetings with families. So you think being on a Zoom meeting with five or six people is difficult at times. We were on Zoom meetings with 125 players' parents. And they offered us, Mark Coberly and Coach Campbell and many of the other assistants, offered us their time to ask a million questions about academics, about the athletics, about the what are the protocols going to be? What is it going to look like for families? And once we knew that they were going to play, then a whole nother list of restrictions came down. Can parents go? How do you schedule your, I'm a teacher, so I can't just take the day off and go to Texas. So it was a lot of maneuvering plans that way, but through the whole time, we're from Des Moines, Rory goes to school in Ames, it's 35 minutes away, and we're visiting with him on his patio, we're 30 feet away with masks on, because the students, I wouldn't say by any means were paranoid about it, because they weren't, but they were so respectful of the protocols that they were not going to miss the protocol and take another route.
Okay, I have to interrupt you. Just for a second.
So our path was very different. There was never really a whole lot of stress because it was announced pretty early that we were playing. It was just a matter of how can we keep everybody safe?
And we will be right back right after.
Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steve on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Friday. We are almost to the weekend. A lot of people are already there. I don't want to be there because I want to be here. Oh, man, what a day we got going. I am going to introduce our group here in just a second. This segment is being sponsored by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's Small Business Week. Please go out this weekend. If you can do some shopping in a small business, please do. And let's try to help them out. That's what Northwest Bank's trying to do. I know two things about Northwest Bank. I know what kind of bank it is. It's a great bank. They'll meet all your banking needs. But what I know better than that is that they have great employees that will take care of you. Member FDIC. All right. So, Tiff, you've corralled everybody. Happy Friday to you.
Hip, 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 hip. Yep, we're ready.
Awesome.
We're ready.
So I'm just going to go down, and I'll have the person introduce and give us a quick, maybe a rundown of family, and then I'll just keep going down the list, and then we'll hop right into topic. Is that okay?
Perfection. All right. There. Everybody's on cue. They're ready to go.
All right. So I'm going to start with Beth Walling first. Beth, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. How are you?
Very good. So John is your husband. Take it from there.
Okay. So John Walling is my husband, recently retired from Des Moines Public Schools.
Love
coach, retired as well. Oldest daughter, Hannah, teaches in Colorado, went to South Dakota State, was a swimmer and softball player at East High School. Let's see, Rory Walling is my son, and he just graduated in November to Iowa State and is working on his master's, and he is a football player at Iowa State. And Mary Kate is our youngest, and she just finished her sophomore year at Iowa State. Woo-hoo! And it was a swimmer at East High School and at CIA, Central Iowa Aquatics.
awesome. And the Wallings have to also happen to be our kitty corner neighbors and backyard neighbors. So
we do. We are backyard neighbors, and we love that.
And we go way back, though, to our Simpson years.
Yes.
Your years at Simpson.
And Winifred Law. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Winifred Law Opportunity Center Corporation.
We did. That was a long time ago. All right. Next up, Gail Kerner. Gail, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thanks for having me on, Gary and Tiff. This is a lot of fun. I'm married to Gary. We've been married 25 years in a couple of weeks. So, woohoo us.
Don't date yourself like that, Gail.
No doubt.
Don't date yourself.
Oh, right. I was a child bride.
I thought you were 37, so wow.
Yeah, I got married young. That's a talk for another day. But I have, we have four kids. Jack is our oldest. He plays football at University of Iowa, the Hawks. He's a free safety. I have Caroline, who also goes to Iowa. She's a sophomore. And then we have our youngest two at Dowling, junior, Jane, and Matthew is a freshman.
Nice. Thank you very much. All right, Sarah Fed, how are you?
I am great, Gary. I'm enjoying this Friday. I booked a last-minute flight, so I'm actually sitting on a beach in Florida, but happy to join all of you back in Iowa.
We did not get that memo.
We didn't get that memo.
Yeah, it's a rough life. But, yeah. Thanks for having us. I am married to my husband, whose, I guess, actual name is Brent, but everyone who knows him calls him Fed, and we all love him. We have two kids. We have Alexa, who is 24, and she was a four-sport athlete at Roosevelt. At the time she was at Roosevelt, I know she was the only female four-sport athlete there. I don't know if that is held up, but she was.
That a girl.
And then Burke is 20, and Burke goes to Purdue Fort Wayne, and he is on the golf team there. He was he played basketball, baseball, and golf while at Roosevelt, but now doing the collegiate golf thing.
Well, thank you, and happy Mother's Day. Last but not least, it was just the last one I put on there. Maybe it's because she's my little sis, is Bridget Brower. How are you, Bridge?
Hey, I'm good.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us on.
What's that? Thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, so obviously you've everybody heard I am married to wonderful Scott, my best friend, and we have three amazing children. We have Cassandra, who is finishing up her master's at Iowa State. And then we have Drew, who is currently working with his dad. And then we have Brandon, who is staying at the Mount Mercy up in Cedar Rapids. And he actually just finished his freshman year and had a great time on the baseball team.
Awesome. And once again, thank you. And last but not least, to be... I don't have to do you, right? I don't have to, Jen. But Tiff, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody so everybody knows, please?
Well, everybody knows who I am, Steen, by now.
Well, no, I know the audience knows, but not everybody that we have on here does.
I'm Tiff. I am representing the single moms of the world. I am not married to any wonderful man. I'm just me. I have three kids. My daughter, Ellie, that's where I know the Wallings. They were swimmers at Johnston under the Blaze, and then we went to CIA. I have two kids that swam. Ellie is now graduated from the University of Oklahoma, lives in Fort Worth. My son, Sam, is just graduating next week from the University of Oklahoma, getting ready to start grad school. He's a baseball player. And my youngest, Will, is 19, and he is graduated from high school and living his best life out in Waukee at the particular moment. I do the radio. I do radio with Steen. We were brought together by my favorite human.
and he's not here, but we continue and having a blast, aren't we, Steve?
We are, and you know, we miss Wolfgang every day, and I think about him every day. But the fact that I get to do radio with you makes a little bit of that pain go away, and I hope it's the same for you, that it makes a little bit of it go away. It's never going to go away, but it's great to be able to do that. So I can't do this without having Jennifer. Please, you can. I don't even think I've told people everything. So go ahead, you get to talk too.
I get to talk. You want me to introduce myself?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Jen.
There you go.
Jen Bear, also known as Jen Bear. So
boss lady,
right? I am Steen's better half.
True.
And we've been married. It's the.
Don't even look
tick,
at
tick,
me.
Tick, tick, tick. Yeah. We've been married for 31 years, but we should get credit for.
Seven more.
Mm-hmm. We got married on the anniversary, 7-year anniversary of our first date.
We did start young, yes, by the way, Gail. Yes. Just not having children.
Yeah. So with our three boys, all played sports through high school. I guess I was known as a football mom for the longest time. Football mom. Zach, 25, is on the show. He's a regular on your show. Andrew, he is graduating tomorrow from Iowa State University. Whoop, whoop. And then we have...
Also on the
also
show.
Also a show regular. He likes the NBA. He's your NBA.
Because nobody else likes the NBA.
And then we have Nathan, who just completed his sophomore year at Iowa State and did spend a year playing baseball at South Dakota State until he decided
that
he was ready. Way too cold there. And so we're glad to have him close by and got all three boys as my Cyclones.
All right, so we're gonna kick this off. I'm gonna kick it off to Gail first. And Gail, here's my question. As a parent and as involved in this as you were for the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, about getting the Big Ten to play football, how big a concern or what is your take on COVID and athletics, and how did the Big Ten and the University of Iowa, in your thoughts, how did they handle everything?
Okay, so I've got till 6 o'clock, right, for that answer. I was very involved, and it was interesting kind of how that came about. When we found out that the Big Ten was going to be canceling the season, I got a text from a friend of mine who also has a player on the team, and she said, "Oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to do about this? What can we do?" You know, and it really was just a grassroots effort among parents, and we got together on a Zoom and we kind of brainstormed and started pulling together our thoughts and wrote some letters and organized. And so, we feel like we had an influence on it, whether we did or not. But I will say I never, you know, you talk about concerns with COVID and athletes. We had several calls with physicians who work with the team. They had Zoom calls with us parents explaining all of the protocols. And I always felt that the boys were in great hands, that they were being well taken care of, that all of the precautions were being taken. They were being tested regularly. And so I knew for my own kid and a lot of other kids, their mental health and their need to play trumped the small risk of, you know, long-term complications from getting COVID. So, and I know I don't want to downplay that because I know there are athletes who have contracted COVID and not and myocarditis and all that, not at Iowa, but other places. So it is serious, but the benefits really outweighed kind of the risk that was there.
I love that, and I'm gonna ask Beth here in just a second too, because she had to deal with that too. Here's the one issue that I see with this is that you had to deal with the Big Ten Beth, if she wanted to deal with, had to deal with the Big 12. All of these conferences are underneath the NCAA. And I think all of you, if you've ever listened to this show, know that I do not like the NCAA and how they run that. It shouldn't be ran in from each conference gets to decide what they do, because that's not fair. You're a student athlete for the NCAA. And then you just happen to play in a conference somewhere else. They also take care of Division II athletes and Division III athletes. It shouldn't have been up to each individual conference. It should have been everybody, so everybody was on an even playing field, and that didn't happen. Beth, with Rory being up at Iowa State, was his situation, did he ever have any concerns when he was up there going through the football season?
So first thing I want to say, Gail, I applaud everything that you do. We followed Iowa's journey, and although they're, you know, rivals on paper, we have great friends that go to Iowa and that play football at Iowa State and other sports. They're swimmers, of course. And, well, maybe not of course, but that's our second sport. And I just have to say that I applaud what you and the other groups of parents did to advocate for your sons. Because it was great work, and to watch it all unfold and to see the end result, I honestly applaud you. I think it was remarkable. Very different story in the Big 12, with my experience with Rory being at Iowa State. So they were tested from the get-go multiple times a week, I want to say maybe three or four times. It was always kind of in limbo of whether or not they were going to play, but they prepared to play. They had their spring practices. They were in the weight rooms with amazing protocols of hygiene protocols and health protocols. Mark Coberly did a fantastic job of instituting that from day one. I think the other thing that helped with us from a parent's side is Coach Campbell was very transparent. He held multiple Zoom meetings with families. So you think being on a Zoom meeting with five or six people is difficult at times. We were on Zoom meetings with 125 players' parents. And they offered us, Mark Coberly and Coach Campbell and many of the other assistants, offered us their time to ask a million questions about academics, about the athletics, about the what are the protocols going to be? What is it going to look like for families? And once we knew that they were going to play, then a whole nother list of restrictions came down. Can parents go? How do you schedule your, I'm a teacher, so I can't just take the day off and go to Texas. So it was a lot of maneuvering plans that way, but through the whole time, we're from Des Moines. Rory goes to school in Ames. It's 35 minutes away, and we're visiting with him on his patio. We're 30 feet away with masks on, because the students, I wouldn't say by any means were paranoid about it, because they weren't, but they were so respectful of the protocols that they were not going to miss the protocol and take another route.
Okay, I have to interrupt you. Just for a second.
So our path was very different. There was never really a whole lot of stress because it was announced pretty early that we were playing. It was just a matter of how can we keep everybody safe?
And we will be right back right after.